Previously on Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry.
He's the CEO of Plexicorp, the innovative technology company behind the hit VR game Ultra Life. Dyson Plexus, welcome to the podcast.
Mark my words, Teddy. Plexicorp will save the world.
Amazing Labs is aware of the recent abnormalities in marine life, but I want to go on record to say that we are sure.
Pretty sure.
We are pretty sure that the troubling dolphin behaviors are not connected to Amazing Labs. Frankie's gonna wake up from her brain jar and everything's gonna be on fire and she's gonna be so mad!
You know who didn't doubt his leadership skills? My dad. He actually recorded a series of leadership seminars on VHS. I bet the tapes are still in the basement somewhere if you need some inspiration.
There's only room for one ship at this dock, and it is yours. Say it with me.
There's only room for one ship at this dock, and it is mine.
We connected her brain to Ultralife!
You connected my girlfriend's disembodied brain to a video game?
What's going on? Where am I? Who am I?
What was that?
Something's happening with Frankie's brain.
Something bad? Oh god, now what's happening?
Hey kids, I'm home.
Dad?
Hey kids, I'm home. Now who can tell me what the fish happened to my statue?
Dad?
Hi son, how you been?
How have I been? I've been thinking you were dead. Then I've been in denial. Then I've been looking for you and causing an international incident with the global modem. Then I've been trying to move on and become my own person instead of trying to please a father who doesn't care whether or not I exist.
That's great, son. You can stop doing all that stuff now because Daddy's home. Things are about to go back to normal around here.
You can't just walk back in here like you didn't totally abandon us and expect that everything's gonna be all hunky-dory, Dad.
Why the fish not? I'm the founder, owner, and CEO of Amazing Labs.
You've been gone forever.
So I took a little vacay. Stop being a baby.
Come on, Josh, we worked on this. It's time to stand up for yourself.
What did you say? Speak up, kiddo, you're mumbling. People who mumble have lower IQs than people who speak clearly. That's a fact.
I'm not sure that's true.
Of course it is. I just said it.
Dad. It is good to see you. Kind of. But we're a little busy right now. Perhaps you would like to get dinner sometime this week and we can discuss various topics in a neutral location. For now, I think it would be best if you leave.
Nonsense. I'm here to take Amazing Labs back to the top of the science world. I hear you've been slacking.
This wouldn't have anything to do with Dyson Plexus, would it?
Of course not. I'm 10 times the genius he is, and I'm going to prove it, even when it kills someone.
Don't you mean if it kills someone?
Move aside, son. It's time for science.
Ow! Don't push me.
Oh, right. I forgot. Here's a present for you. That's your childhood teddy bear, right?
Mr. Fuzzy?
Yeah, I found him in the bottom of my suitcase. Not such a bad father after all, huh? Now let's see what kind of mess you've made of my lab.
No. Dad, seriously, we're busy trying to fix...
Sunan, so great to see you.
Oh, no. No. No.
But yes, it really is me, alive and well and ready to work with this chief engineer slash assistant once again.
I'm actually the chief technology officer now. I got a raise, my own desk, and I lead my own projects.
That doesn't sound right. Who told you that?
Our CEO, Agnes.
The CEO is a lady?
Dad, it's 2023. Of course the CEO is a lady. I mean, woman.
You guys keep saying things that really don't sound right. Where is this lady CEO? I need to tell her she's fired.
Agnes is right here.
In the virtual reality contraption? Hey, wake up!
Huh?
Did you find Frankie?
No. All I could find was a lot of people dressed like adorable cartoon animals with weirdly large breasts.
Ah, yes. Where is my brilliant creation? Where is Frankie?
Holy beluga! Dr. Amazing?
The one and only.
I'm not sure what to say. On one hand, you are a terrible father to my friends and almost destroyed the world. But on the other hand, I have been finding your self-help tapes surprisingly useful.
Ah, fan. I almost feel bad that I have to fire you now.
What?
Dad, stop. Agnes, you're not fired.
I'm sure that Amy has done an adequate job filling in for me, but now that I'm back, she's free to go do whatever it is she wants to do. And she has to, because she's fired.
Actually, Doctor, you were declared dead several months ago.
But I'm not, so...
When we had you declared dead, all of your assets passed on to your next of kin. Full ownership and control of Amazing Labs was granted to Josh, who appointed me CEO.
Dang right I did!
In the words of, well, you, there's only room for one ship at this dock, and it is mine.
The security guards! Mention the security guards!
This lab no longer belongs to you, sir, and I am asking you kindly to leave. If you refuse, I'll have to ask security to escort you off the premises, and our security guards work out. A lot.
You go, Agnes!
Aye. But this is my lab. I built this business with my own two hands!
And the help of a lot of underpaid engineers and techs.
You earn what you deserve.
Would you like me to keep quoting you, sir? How about Chapter 11? What to do when the incompetent owner of your business goes missing under mysterious circumstances?
Ugh! Curse my genius foresight! Josh! Come on, son. Back me up here. I'm your dad. I'm Dr. Amazing.
Josh?
Sorry, Dad. Agnes wants you to leave.
You know what? Fish you, Abby. And you too, Josh. Fish all of you. You'll be hearing from my lawyers as soon as I hire them. Stupid, ungrateful Josh. Once the world sees just how incompetent you and Angie are, we'll see how long you manage to hold on to my lab. Or my Frankenstein. And we'll start with you being dumb enough to take Mr. Fuzzy into your inner sanctum.
Wow, that was incredible. I've never seen anyone stand up to him like that.
I'm the captain of the boat now. I have to defend my crew.
Why did I have to be so wise?
Did you hear that? Is he still out there? Dad, are you lingering outside the door?
Oop, crap!
Okay, he's gone. Thanks again, Agnes.
Just doing my job.
What do you say we go back into Ultralife and try to find Frankie?
Oh, you want to come with?
I feel like she'd want to know that Dad is back.
I mean, I could tell her.
Seems like more of a sibling thing, though. Sunan, you think you could hook us both up?
I'm pretty sure I have another VR headset around here somewhere. Yep. Here.
This one's so old. Agnes, let me use yours.
Josh.
Kidding. Okay, let's jack in.
Please don't say that.
Why not? That's what it's called. Sorry. If it bothers you, I won't say it. Bestie.
Powering up.
Checking in.
Whee!
Hi, this is Amy Thorstenson, the creator and producer of this podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Today's episode is brought to you by... I'll just read this press release. PlexiCorp, the completely benevolent company behind the hit VR game Ultralife, is announcing a new game mod for 2024. We recognize that these are difficult times, and we're honored that millions of users continue to distract themselves from the horrors and our very own reality replacement experience. But despite the innovative and uniquely tailored world that Ultralife provides, it has come to our attention that some users still report below average levels of bliss. So we are pleased to announce Scratch Adams, the grizzly bear doctor that makes you laugh. Scratch wears a delightful clown nose on his enormous bear face and will loom behind you anytime your happiness levels drop below 63%. For any maulings or bear-related complaints, please contact our customer service department. So, there's that. Or, if you'd rather support us directly, you can donate at DearEarthPodcast.com or by clicking the link in the show notes.
Whee!
Ooh, neat. A void.
Frankie? Frankie, are you in here?
Ah, would you quit it? This is just the menu. Sunan said you have to give commands like this. Ultralife.
Yes?
Can you help us find Frankie?
Of course. One moment.
Franks! Get your hot, fresh Franks right here. We got your mustard. We got your relish. We got ketchup for the weirdos.
Hot dogs? Yes.
No. Ultralife. Pause.
Awaiting user input.
Ultralife, I'm not looking for Franks. I'm looking for Frankie. Frankie. She's a player, a user.
Searching.
Takes them long enough. Who designed this crappy software?
I have found 127,472 users with Frankie in their username.
Ugh, there's gotta be a better way to do this.
Let me try. Hey, Ultralife.
Yes?
Are there any users with the name Frankie in their username on the same IP as us?
Yes, there are four.
Four?
They are currently the only other users on this server.
Can you take us to them?
Of course. One moment.
Woo-hoo! I'm sorry. I still don't get it. And I am still very scared. Okay. I'm backing away. Is that what it wants? Is it trying to eat me?
The tiger is exhibiting territorial behavior, not hunting behavior.
That's great, but I still have no idea what I'm supposed to do here.
Interesting. Your expression of anger seems to have placated the beast somewhat.
Oh, yeah? Good, because I got a lot of that. Keep it up. It is working.
Oh my gosh, Frankie! It worked! We found you!
It was mostly me. I mean, hi, sis! Ah! A tiger!
Go away!
Very interesting. The tiger seems to be somewhat in your thrall.
It's so good to see you, Frankie.
Agnes, I'm... Wow. I'm sorry. You just surprised me. I guess because you're here, it means our whole nanobot plan actually worked? A lot of memories have come back to me in the past few hours about all of the apocalypse-y things.
Yep, apocalypse averted. And we're trying really hard to get you a new body. Hopefully this virtual reality thing will do in the meantime.
Yeah, it's not so bad. It's better than just being a brain in a jar anyway.
Also, Dad is back.
I'm sorry, what?
Don't worry, Agnes sent him packing. He has no legal resorts.
Recourse.
Ew, Agnes, don't be gross. So, Frankie, who are your friends?
These are, also me, I think. That's Marguerite, the French physicist. Bonjour.
Oh, wow. It's an honor to meet you.
And that's what my brain thinks the narrator of our technically still living planet looks like. Cheerio.
Huh, about what I pictured.
And that's a tiger.
I don't know where to start. How are you? Can I do anything for you? Maybe somewhere to sit or a kennel for the tiger?
Oh, I could buy some Ultra Bucks with the company card and get you some loot boxes.
Oh, no. We're fine.
Wait a second. Hang on. You're you, but you're also all of them?
I'm not sure. I honestly don't really understand what's going on here.
I do. It's just like the movie Identity. You know the one with John Cusack and the mean doctor from Scrubs? Identity?
I've still only seen Titanic and Homeward Bound.
Aww, Homeward Bound. The animals are all so cute.
Yeah, mushy, mushy. Well, the point is that Frankie and her alternate personalities have to fight to the death, and the winner will get to keep Frankie's brain.
Mon Dieu. We're not doing that. Not least of all, because the tiger would have a sizable advantage.
I could code you a set of tiger-proof armor. Maybe some kind of a big tiger-exploding gun.
I don't want to kill anyone.
But there's no problem that can't be solved by exploding something.
Speaking of explosions, how's everything with the lab?
Good.
Josh made me CEO, and I'm learning a lot about leadership and capitalism, and everything is good.
Is it? Agnes is well known for fidgeting when she's lying.
I'm not lying!
Very well known.
All right, fine. There's this new billionaire, Dyson Plexus, who thinks that all the dead nanobots are somehow driving marine life insane. Dolphins, to be specific.
Oh non, pas les golden retrievers de la mer.
That's not great.
Dyson doesn't know what he's talking about. He has no proof, just a really good sweater.
But everyone believes him.
Well, yeah. I said it's a really good sweater.
So, any ideas?
About the dolphins? Without being out there where I can actually study them, I'm not sure how I can help.
Don't worry. Suna and I will figure it out. We're best friends now.
I'm sure you are.
Okay, well, is there anything else we can do for you?
Come visit?
Sure thing. We'll visit every day.
Maybe let Agnes come alone sometimes?
But why wouldn't you? Oh, yeah, yep, gotcha. I'm just gonna Ultralife log me out.
Logging out.
Please don't let Josh destroy the world trying to save the dolphins.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
But maybe also don't let the dolphins die.
Right, of course not.
It's just amazing labs can still do, you know, amazing things. The world might need us.
Totally.
It really is nice to see you. I missed you. I mean, I've only been fully conscious for a day now, and I've had my hands full with all this tiger business, but you were the first thing I thought about. It helped me remember who I am.
I miss you too. I really don't want to let you down. And I guess everyone else in the world too, but especially you.
You couldn't let me down. Not even if you tried.
Can we hug in here?
I don't think so. Our avatars just passed through each other. Marguerite got stuck halfway through a tree for a few minutes this morning.
We just can't catch a break, huh?
Apparently not.
I'm gonna get you out of here. I promise. Just hang on, okay?
That's not like I have anywhere to go. And I have this whole identity thing to figure out. You just work on saving my brain and the dolphins and Amazing Labs and the world, and I'll try to be John Cusack.
Good luck.
You too.
Soonin!
Hi, Josh.
I figured it out.
Figured what out?
The solution to the dolphin problem.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, so the ocean has always been filled with really tiny, small little critters, right? They're called krill. I learned that while listening to one of Frankie's nature documentaries through her door when she wouldn't let me in because she was mad at me.
And this has what to do with dolphins?
So the way I see it, nanobots are like robotic krill. Robo-krill.
But all the nanobots are dead.
Sure, but they're still just floating around in the water. And you know what eats krill?
Whales?
Whales! So in order to clean up all the robo-krill, we need to...
No.
But you didn't even let me finish my sentence.
We're not building giant robotic whales.
Oh, why not?
Because she won't let you, for one thing.
Oh, hey, Agnes. Sunan and I were just discussing, you and how great you are. You're great.
Thank you. But Sunan is right. No robo-whales. It's my job as an environmentalist to protect the planet, but it's also my job as CEO to protect this company. Robo-whales sound like an admission of guilt and a potential catastrophe for the oceans.
But think of their giant robotic flippers! We could put LED lights on them, it would be so cool!
They're called pectoral fins, and it's still a no.
Gah, you're no fun.
Plus, we need to figure out how we're going to fund any of this. I read that the dolphins' aggression is causing a squeeze in the seafood supply. Maybe we could partner with a company that's being affected by the supply chain issues.
That's a good idea.
How about Long John Silver's?
What? No, no way. We are not partnering with them. They're my arch nemesis. You know this, Agnes.
Josh, I've learned some things lately about being a CEO. For example, Amazing Labs is a business, and businesses run on money, which means we need to make money or we won't have a business. When do you think was the last time Amazing Labs made money? It was 2012.
Ouch.
We're $500 million in debt. The government won't give us any more research grants because of the whole almost ending the world thing. The only income we're getting is coming from our own employees overspending in the cafeteria.
The Sunan surprise is worth every penny.
No arguments there.
Are you even listening to me?
Yes, we need money.
And the only ways I see to get it are either to partner with another company on a project, or...
Or what?
Or accept a buyout.
Wait, you want to sell Amazing Labs?
Of course I don't. But it's either that, or we partner with a company that's already fiscally solvent.
Jeez, I thought you were like a cool, laid-back lady from the woods, not a captain of industry.
That was the old Agnes. The new Agnes understands the economics of late capitalism. It's kill or be killed, Josh.
I'm going to burn those tapes you've been watching.
Go ahead. But this company will be standing when we get Frankie out of that game. I promised her I'd take care of it, and that's what I'm going to do. Now get to work.
Yeesh. She's no fun, am I right?
Yeah, that was weird. But also... she's super not wrong.
Oh, Sunan, not you too.
Order for, Doctor...
Doctor Amazing, thank you very much. You could at least get my name right if you're going to charge extortionary prices.
Hey man, ocean supply chain issues aren't my problem.
That attitude... is the reason you work at Long John Silver's.
I'm 16.
Exactly. Ah, Crumbles. The only constant in this increasingly chaotic world.
Dr. Amazing, fancy meeting you here.
Dyson Plexus!
The very same.
What are you doing at Long John Silver's?
Are you kidding? It's the very best brain food.
That's what I always say.
Great minds, am I right? Mind if I sit?
Sure, I guess.
So, how's everything at Amazing Labs?
Well, how should I know? My ungrateful brat of a son and his weird friends pushed me out.
They pushed you out? Just as you make your grand return? How awful.
Right? I left to find myself, and now that I have, they don't want myself around anymore.
Ah, chin up, Doctor. It's time to look to the future. That's what men like us are good at, right?
I suppose.
So, what's next? What's the great Dr. Amazing's second act?
Well, right now, it's a three-piece fish with a side of popcorn shrimp.
Well, how would you like to come to work for me? Or, rather, with me.
Doing what? Doing what?
Right now, we're looking for ways to undo the mess your son's made of the oceans. We're thinking of something in the robo-whale space. We could really use your help.
Robo-whales, huh? Interesting. Pennies?
Full health, dental, and vision, plus a generous pension plan and salary commensurate with your considerable experience.
You really want to invite a genius competitor into your company?
Oh, Plexicorp isn't worried about competition. We're just a little mom-and-pop megacorporation that wants to clean up the planet and make it a better place.
Well, I mean, that all sounds nice or whatever, but right now I'm pretty focused on wresting control of my company back from my ungrateful brat of a son and that CEO.
Well, Doctor... I'm no expert on ruthlessly taking over companies or destroying lives, but hypothetically, if you wanted to ruin your son and Agnes Green, tank the price of Amazing Labs, buy it back, and amass untold wealth and power along the way, I'd say our interests are very aligned. Here's my card. Give me a call. You're going to want to be on board with Plexicorp very soon. We have big plans for the world. Big, big plans.
Wonder what he meant by that. Probably nothing.
Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry is produced and edited by Amy Thorstenson. That's me. This episode was written by Jake Dish. It stars Phoebe Tai, Jesse Abbott-Chin, Kimberly Alexander, J.V. Hampton Van Sant, Matt Young, and John Steins. This episode also features Zach McElwain. A full list of credits, including music and sound effects, can be found at DearEarthPodcast.com.